This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to BizBytes here on BFM 89.9 with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvind Ibaraj.
And before the break, we were talking a little bit about...
We were talking about T-Life and its partnership with Credo. Then we spoke about responses to the National Recovery Plan.
Right. So finally, we're wrapping up with this final story. It's just a little recap or on some calls for more vaccination units and registrations as well. So the Malaysia Semiconductor Industry Association, otherwise known as MSIA, I suppose, is urging the government to approve more on-site COVID-19 vaccination centres, saying its member companies are ready and able to support this effort. The association is also hoping for the government to approve its proposal to establish mobile vaccination units, as they can service the small and medium enterprises with lesser headcount by going to their factories. This will reduce the movement of people while accelerating the vaccination process. Vaccination program, said the MSIA president, Datuk Seri Wong Siew Hai, in a statement, pointing out that the electrical and electronics industry in Malaysia, particularly the semiconductor ecosystem, has critical cross-industry linkages and applications. The supply chain of this industry is highly integrated, be it within its own industry or with other industries locally and worldwide. Currently, the global electronics industry is facing an acute component shortage impacting the medical equipment, automotive and other electronics products, he said. He also noted that in 2020, the E&E industry accounted for 6.8% of the nation's gross domestic product and 39% of its total exports. It also employed 575,000 people and topped the approved investments in the manufacturing sector last year. Also, this was covered briefly on our news bulletin earlier, but there is some concern as the number of persons with disabilities who have registered for the COVID-19 vaccination via MySejahtera is still too low. Mm-hmm. At the moment, there are 240,991 registrations compared to the 600,000 persons with disabilities registered with the Social Welfare Department. This is according to Women, Family and Community Development Minister Datuk Seri Rina Muhammad Harun. So far, only 10,229 of them have received at least the first dose. At the moment, at Sime Darby Plantation, there is a drive-through PPV for disabled people, which is the first of its kind in the country and in Southeast Asia. And this is the ministry's collaboration with OKU Central and Sime Darby Plantation. The PPV aims to vaccinate 16,000 disabled people and their caregivers in a program scheduled to run until October. Datuk Seri Rina said that the ministry welcomed the collaboration with more corporate companies for the setting up of such PPVs to facilitate and expedite the vaccination exercise of the disabled community. The Star also reported that according to the Special Committee on Ensuring Access to COVID-19 Vaccine Supply, Malaysia dispensed 197,963 doses on Monday. The figure is the highest ever recorded since the program started on February 24th. Hitting 200,000 jabs daily is a psychological milestone as it was reached ahead of the national target. Also, of course, on June 8th, National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister Kari Jamaluddin said the government had set a target to vaccinate at least 200,000 people a day from July before increasing it to 300,000 a day in August.
I can only say one thing. When I see the increasing numbers, it just makes me happy. Mm-hmm. When you see that the number of daily doses that are being handed out, and then you have the target of 200,000, 300,000 a day in August. But also just, I mean, there's nothing more to say other than echoing the calls for more vaccination centres and mm-hmm. more PPVs and just to roll out more to different communities, right?
They highlight more of everything,
More of everything. Mm-hmm. They highlight the persons with disabilities and how they're registered. Or how many of them have gotten the vaccine, 10,229 have at least gotten the first dose. So those numbers, you know, it's just a call to action to look more into those segments and make sure they get the vaccinations or that those communities are encouraged to go get the vaccinations further, no?
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I think also it's a nice reminder that, you know, there are plenty of people who are trying to speed things up, plenty of, ways and means that, you know, people are suggesting to the government as well to try and, you know, increase the amount of vaccination centres. I also love the idea of the drive-through vaccination centres mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see more of those in the future. And hopefully that'll also speed up our journey towards herd immunity.
Herd immunity, yep.
Yeah. Well, that is actually about it for BizBytes today. So what did we discuss for the whole show?
We started off by talking about T-Live CEO and how he explained his major partnership with Credor. We also heard from Keith Kam and his interview with Brian Liu, getting into the nitty-gritty and the finer details of that partnership. Then we spoke about responses to the National Recovery Plan. Some economists, they weighed in and said how this might all work out. And then we finished with calls for more vaccination units and registrations.
Before we wrap things up, do we have any responses on any of the social media platforms at all?
No, quite quiet today. Nothing.
That's totally fine. For those who did message in with your thoughts, thank you so much for chiming in with your thoughts and feedback as well. But for now, this is Enterprise BizBytes with me, Christine Wong and Arvind Yuvraj. Coming up, though, after the 1 p.m. news bulletin on the Breakfast Grill replay, the prolonged pandemic situation and the series of lockdowns has taken a heavy toll on the retail sector, even for grocery chains such as Maiden that have been largely allowed to remain open. What has been the impact of COVID-19 beyond the bottom line for retailers, and what does the post-pandemic future look like? The Breakfast Grill sat down with Dr. Amir Ali Maiden, Managing Director of Maiden, for his take on surviving the pandemic and the outlook for recovery. Here is Gimme Shelter by Rolling Stones and Mary Clayton, and we'll be here same time, same place tomorrow on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.